This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now 7 after the hour, and it's the Thursday D-Doug and the D-Doug Stefan.
D is for Good Doug.
Day. Yes, D is for Doug, and J is for Jay. Yeah, Jessica and Dudley here calling attention to items of interest and import with your thoughts welcome as well. You want to encourage people to go to our social media. Let's see, what's her name on Vanna? Tell them how to get to our... to our secret, give them our secret
code. Through the
secret
door, it's like a speakeasy. You have to find it and
right.
Give a specific little
nod. Give me
an
O. Give me a D. All right, so.
So on Twitter, you can find us, Good Day On Air, and Facebook and Instagram, it's Good Day Radio Show.
There you go. All right.
Simple and easy, weigh in on any conversation because we love hearing and reading what you have to say.
We certainly do. And it's important that we hear from you because if we don't hear from you, we're out of business. Plain and simple. That's it. Melatonin is a supplement, in a manner of speaking. It's something that I take, have taken. It hasn't been good for me because it gives me really bad dreams. How many people, when you go to bed at night, just want to kind of relax? There are all kinds of supplements you can take that will relax you, that will calm you down, will sort of shut your mind off. Because a lot of times you go to bed, you're thinking about things, and it gets to be more than what you want. You want to calm down. You know, there's a program, I see it on the plane all the time, but it's also being advertised a lot heavily on television, the Calm program. Are you familiar with that, Jay? C-A-L-M,
oh, yeah, the app.
The Calm.
Yeah.
Yes, it's an app.
A lot of people are using it.
Listen to it. It's very soothing. It'll really put you in a great place. And before you know it, you'll be asleep.
Oh,
99. So, you can use that. Apparently, you ought not to be using melatonin anyway. Especially, I don't know why anyone would give this to children. But apparently a lot of parents have been doing it, and they haven't been having very good luck.
It seems like melatonin would be relatively harmless, as so many people do take it at night to help them sleep. But too much is still such a thing as too much, whether parents are giving small or trying to give small doses to their kids to help them out or if it was doctor prescribed. Last year, the U.S. Poison Control Centers received more than 52,000 calls about children consuming worrisome amounts of the dietary supplement. A lot of times, those kids got into the pill bottle themselves. They were younger kids that got into them, didn't realize it. We all know that gummy vitamins are a big thing among adults, and especially gummy melatonin pills. The supplement looks like candy, and so kids were eating too much of it. And then you also have the kids of the teenage variety who were using too much melatonin on purpose. And it was something that people are trying to be more aware of, and the poison control centers are trying to alert parents and adults of there is such a thing as too much melatonin, and you need to really keep it out of reach of children. You need to
such
keep
a thing.
An eye on your kids.
There's a thing as too much of anything. What did they say? Too much of a good thing is bad. It turns out that when you overload, there are a lot of supplements that you take. I take 30 supplements or so, maybe even more a day. But if you take too much of something like calcium, you should have, you need calcium and vitamin D to make your system work properly. But if you get too much calcium, Dr. Ken will tell you, and Jack will too, that the mix will affect what's in your heart. You don't want to have calcium build up anywhere in your body, especially in your veins and arteries and stuff. So you have to be careful about a lot of things. It's using common sense as much as anything else. Oftentimes, more is not better. I guess that's the bottom line, and that's what's going on with this melatonin thing, right? Have you ever taken melatonin?
Yeah, well, there's a I've never have. Sleeping is my superpower. I can fall asleep anywhere, anytime. I can drink a whole bunch of caffeine at night before falling asleep. It
really?
is... Yes, I have been blessed with the amazing superpower, the gift of sleep.
Superpower.
But also with the melatonin. With melatonin, a lot of times even doctors will say when it comes to vitamins, if you have certain vitamins, if you have too much of, your body will just pass it through, but not everything. And it's important to remember, melatonin is not a vitamin. It's a supplement.
Right. And it will, but sometimes your body, the cellular structure absorbs it, and then, you know, sometimes it just, you pass it out in your pee. If your pee is colored, that means that you're taking more than you need, probably. So that's,
that's your kidneys.
All right, here's the story from San Antonio making news today. Yesterday, the parents of a San Antonio boy, 13 years old, got a call from the police. And the police said, we're sorry to tell you that your son is dead. Well, they've been looking for their son for 5 days, been missing since last week. So apparently this boy was killed by a San Antonio police officer who, under the circumstances, I don't know what he was doing, why they killed him. It's not clear. His sister had just died, and so there was something going on regarding that. But at any rate, the boy, whose picture is now all over social media, he was killed by this, I'm not going to tell you the police officer's name, it's not important. Anyway, the police, there was a lot of stuff in the news about a police shooting of a teenager in a neighborhood that was near to where they lived. The question here comes on why they did it. Well, there are two questions. Number one, why they kill a kid? Number two, how come it took them, they knew who the kid was, took them 5 days to call the mother to tell her that their son was dead at the hands of a police officer?
Now, well, and she had to piece a lot of the information together herself based on the news articles. She was reading all of this stuff, and she kind of started to figure it out herself ahead of time. I mean, it's astounding. And then the police, I guess they called the Espinoza family of the 13-year-old who was killed after she had appeared on NBC News. They contacted after she was on the news, after she kind of pieced things together. Yeah. And it's just, it really is like, what happened? And police, I guess, told her that they will allow her to review a partial police body cam video of the encounter. So there's so many questions that need to be answered here. What happened, why it happened, and then the follow-up of everything. Why was it almost hidden?
Well, the kid was, his sister had been shot in a drive-by car thing a couple of weeks before. So this underscores how San Antonio is supposed to be a pretty progressive city, that in Austin. A lot of people moving there from California. So are there just too many people there? The police can't handle it? I am vaguely unsure about the 16-year-old sister who was shot in a stolen car near the family's home a short while ago. So this kid was grieving. But so all of this back to shootings and back to death and back to children being shot and how it is that they are man.
And it's hard to speculate with the unknown, because did this child possibly have a weapon on him? Did he have a gun and the police had no choice? Were the police threatened? Was this child completely unarmed? And, like, what happened? What went wrong?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, it's more of that. So whether we stay in that pew or not for a minute, anyway, because the postmortems are coming out more fast and furiously about the COVID numbers, how many black people had it, how many Latino Americans had it, why did more of them get it than white people? Hello, you don't have to be a genius. I'm looking at a survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation, and who needs that? You know, blacks don't trust the government. They don't trust the system. They just don't. You can come up with all kinds of reasons that they don't trust it, and I don't know that they make any difference. They don't. And so either there's that or the language barrier for Latinos. Anyway, there's lots of, again, here we are with the blame department. I saw something from Chattanooga, as a matter of fact, Jay. The outreach efforts, the Kaiser people were talking about how they made this really concerted effort. As a matter of fact, there was an example that the researchers told about a minister named Steve Cuttle in Chattanooga, who preached every Sunday. This is a black minister, black church, preaching every Sunday about the importance of vaccines. And his main message was, quote, if it's the truth, it's going to save lives, and it ought to be preached from the pulpit. So now we are these people who say, well, so why didn't that work? Do blacks not trust their ministers either? Or is the trust of the system just so outrageously in your face that they don't follow what seems to make sense? And, you know, the outrage and stuff. So how did it get to be this bad? That's the question. How did it be the lack of respect for white authority? That's really what it is. And are blacks, they trust blacks just because they're black? I don't know why you do that. I don't trust a white person just because they're white. And I don't mistrust a black person just because they're black. But apparently I'm not in a majority here.
I think it goes to say with, especially with people of color, my friends, we've had these discussions where my friends who, but when Max starts learning to drive and he's pulled over, I'll teach him respect, of course, but my friend, when his daughter starts learning to drive, he has to teach her to do certain things because he does feel like, to an extent, people of color do often get targeted, not in the sense of they're being hunted down or anything, but it's a like a stereotype kind of situation.
Right, it is. You want to know what the stereotype in Los Angeles is? I've seen this happen over and over and over again. A black guy in a red car with a white woman, instant stop. No matter what. If you're going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, you got a taillight out, they're after you instantly. And it's one of those things. You're a black guy in a red car with a white woman. Yeah, just might as well figure that you're going to get stopped. And that's how silly. I mean, that really is silly when you get down to it. Downright disturbing as well. But to think that way or have it work that way is appalling. Okay, enough on that. 18 minutes after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan. No, yeah, it is. I get it. Yeah, it isn't. It is Doug Stephan's good day, isn't it? Yes.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay
when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, trending time. So Jay Kirshner is the expert. She's becoming an expert in so many things, almost by default.
She's going to have a doctorate in things.
Yes, right. Doctor of things, yes. Including why Alicia Keys was involved in the Queen's celebration, you know, the Platinum Jubilee that everybody's been talking about the past week or so. What the heck has Alicia Keys got to do with that? We'll find out right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So the connection between the Queen and Alicia Keys, Jay, would you like to put the pieces together of this story?
Yeah, with the Queen's Platinum Jubilee behind us and the big Saturday night performances, Sir Elton, Queen, the band, Alicia Keys all performed. And the big takeaway from a lot of people was that Alicia Keys performed her song Empire State of Mind at the royal ceremony, and everybody was kind of like...
Huh?
Why? Well, yeah. Why are you, you know, putting all this New York stuff
all
over?
That's a Billy Joel song, isn't it?
England.
Is that the Billy Joel song, New York State of Mind? Was that her cover of it?
No, this is a different song. This is a different song, Empire State of Mind. Mm-hmm. And she's getting a lot of heat. Well, she put on social media a video that was captured during the day or whatever, with her son, and it was actually requested by the Queen. The Queen picked out all of the performers who were there and even picked out the set lists, like the songs that she wanted them to play. And she requested Empire State of Mind, and Alicia Keys was even like, are you sure? I'm not sure if I should do this. And her son chimes in the video. She's not talking to the Queen in the video, but she's talking about it, and her son's like, you can't disobey the Queen. She asked for it. Like... She gets what she wants.
She gets what she wants. Right, she's lived 95 years. She got what she wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Mark Campbell.
A lot of people even like, why are there American entertainers there to begin with? And
yeah, that's a good question.
That's because she wanted them there.
She wanted them.
She gets what she wants. It was her party, and she can do
it. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Okay, so Mark Campbell has issued a warning to Kate Middleton somehow around this Platinum Jubilee thing, right? And this went viral.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Prince Louis basically stole the show with all of his four-year-old antics. He was making faces, kind of acting up in certain ways and stuff. And there were even times where Princess Charlotte was reprimanding him. Kate Middleton was trying to control him a little bit. Mark Hamill put out a funny warning and was like, you need to worry about the teenage years.
Right, yeah, don't worry about him now.
Just based on how he was doing, yeah. But I thought everyone handled him very nicely.
Yeah, he's kind of a cute kid. 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a wide-ranging gun control bill. The mostly partisan legislation passed a vote of 223 to 204. Ranking Member Republican Jim Jordan explains his problem with the one-size-fits-all bill.
We need to get serious about understanding why this keeps happening. Democrats are always fixated on curtailing the rights of law-abiding citizens rather than trying to understand why this evil happens. Until we figure out the why, we will always mourn losses without fixing the problem.
Thailand on Thursday became the first country in Asia to decriminalize cannabis or marijuana, but the tough penalties will still apply to those who use the drug to get high. Thai's Minister of Health says it's no longer a crime to grow or trade marijuana, and cafes and restaurants can also serve cannabis-infused food and drinks, but only if it contains less than 0.2% THC. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Singapore for Asia's largest defense summit this week. Secretary Austin is expected to meet his counterpart, Chinese Defense Minister General Wei Fenghe, for the first time. As another massive migrant caravan is heading to the United States, one lawmaker is putting the blame squarely on the president. Representative Brian Babin, the Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
President Obrador and Mexico are not, they're not in our corner anymore. They were during the, there was a lot of cooperation between the Trump administration and the Obrador administration in Mexico. No longer. They are facilitating, absolutely facilitating, passage of these giant caravans. They're giving them visas to come in to freely move around Mexico, and not only to get jobs there, but to also pass through and make their way to our southern border where they come across. So unlike with President Trump, the Mexican government is taking great advantage of us. And now here they are boycotting this so-called Summit of Americas, which is going to do nothing to help stop this crisis at the border, the worst border crisis we've ever seen. Nothing is going to be happening there. And, you know, for the two Northern Triangle countries that are boycotting it as well as Mexico, unbelievable that our administration would tolerate this kind of stuff. And we've taken an enormous percentage of their populations into our own country.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This just, for some reason or another, this does it for me. I'm not sure why. Rick Dees says, whenever I haven't seen him for a while, he used to say, I'm a fan. And I'd say, I'm a fan. And I am a fan. And he apparently is a fan as well. More because what he used to, you know, there's something about Los Angeles radio. When I was on KBC, all of the people on radio stations listen to other people on other radio stations in Los Angeles. I've never seen it quite as feverish or fervent in any other market where I ever worked individually on a station like Cincinnati or Boston or, you know, wherever. And so when I first met Rick Dees, his first comment was, I'm a fan. Now, he can say that. It sounds nice. But he told me too much about the program to have not known what was going on. You know, that's how you can tell the difference between somebody says, oh, yeah, I'm a fan. Okay, well, tell me something about the program. I haven't listened for a while. So anyway, the reason we have Mr. Dees here with his disco duck is because today is National Donald Duck Day, or perhaps National Quack Day. The Donald Duck cartoon, first one was called The Wise Little Hen. Ever seen that, Jay? The Wise
Little Hen. I have not.
Oh, you're missing something.
This is probably going to get me in trouble, but I don't care for Donald Duck. Oh, I said it. I'm
no!
Sorry.
That's blasphemy. How
I'm
dare
a horrible
you?
Person.
Especially somebody who likes to go waste all that money and time at Disney. So you don't like Donald Duck? Oh my God.
His voice gets me. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Okay, well, Bob Kay is going to visit with us in a few minutes. We'll have him practice his Donald Duck on you then. Anyway, the first cartoon for Donald Duck was on this date in 1934. All right, so there you go. It's one of those many Disney properties.
He's getting up there.
Disco. Oh, yes, he is. Speaking of getting up there.
How much stuff he's been in. Go on.
Yeah. I got an email from my friend Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors on the program. He and Ken Kronhaus are medical experts. But Jack likes to be heard when it comes to other things going on. He's not a single-dimensional fellow, and that's one of the reasons I think that he and I are good friends, and I consider him to be a very good friend, and his wife are very close. I have very few good friends, and I think Jack is one of them. Anyway, so we were talking earlier about voting. And he sent me a note, and he knows how I would react to it, so that's why he sent me the note. But I do want to repeat what he said, because I think it is so right on. And this week has been another week of primaries. 7 different states had primaries, and there's still questions about results in some of the states, depending on what the whatever the issue was or whoever was running. But he said he made reference to the national election in France, which was fairly recently, remember? When Macron, there was a woman running against him. She was kind of a right-wing whack job, and she did fairly well early on, but then he won relatively well, easily. Anyway, his winning was counted and decided just a couple of hours after the election was over. There were millions of ballots in France. They were all, every single one of them, were paper ballots. Nobody did a computer, nobody did a mail-in, no absentee ballot, none of that stuff. It was all, the polls were open for 10 hours. Now, granted, France is a much smaller country than America, but I think the principle is the same. And it used to be done that way here as well. But then everybody wanted to get so sophisticated, and they wanted to take care of the disenfranchised. But basically, this is boobery. They're not taking care of any disenfranchised voters. Are only from my perspective, they're only disenfranchised because they want to be. It's not that difficult to get ID, and so you should be able to identify yourself, go to a place, pick up a ballot, mark the ballot, and put it in a box so it's counted. And that's what Jack said they did in France, and yes, that is what they did. And that night the election was over, and it was all counted, and so what's the big deal? Yeah. So we have all these people that are in these positions of power that are the election, and I make reference to Florida all the time because Florida is such a mess, and it continues to be a mess, even though in every county there is a person who's responsible for the ballot. The year it's a regular full-time job, and they still screw it up. So anyway, simple is better, as far as I'm concerned. Here's something simple. In the name of God, what did this guy do? You see this, Jay, the leader of the big Mexico. This is Joel Osteen in Mexico. Right? You all know how big Joel Osteen is here. And I'm not suggesting this has anything to do with Joel Osteen. I'm just using him as a comparative. So we know how big and influential he is. So here's his equivalent. a minister at the La Luz del Mundo Church just outside of Mexico City, apparently. According to the Associated Press today, he was sentenced yesterday to 16 and a half years in the slammer. Somehow or other, the church has a branch in California, and he was convicted of sexually abusing 13-year-old female followers. As a matter of fact, some of them testified that he made them his sex slave. This is a minister in a church. All right.
And why only 16, up to 16 years? I mean, we're talking child rape, human trafficking, child pornography.
Yeah.
Why is
all of that stuff.
He could be facing 16 years in prison. He should be facing life in prison.
He pleaded guilty, and that's how he got the 16 and not the life. That's basically it. So, anyway, I just find it, it's appalling. Because I just mentioned the primary. I was looking last night at the results. My son and I were talking yesterday about he was actively helping somebody running for city council. He's always been an active. That's one of the things I'm proud about my children. They both get very active in political races and political ideas and ballot issues and stuff. And so Megan and I, Megan and Brendan had their weekly luncheon yesterday, and I happened to call when they were having lunch. And my grandson Jasper was spouting off about something. Anyway, so Megan and Brendan are talking about the election, and I said to Megan, "You voted, right?" And she said, "Daddy, you know, I always vote in every election." I drill that into them when they were kids. I just drilled and drilled, and they, so I'm very proud. They are active. Brendan went out door-to-door canvassing in the evenings for a fellow that ran for city council. He didn't win, but he came close. And so, you know, no matter what, that's the kind of thing that seems to me, and I'm not saying I'm not pounding my chest, "Doug Stephan, you're a great father." No, but I just think that what happens with the meek and, what is the old expression of the Bible, the meek inherit the earth. I'm not so sure that that's true looking around. So I think you got to be heard. I think you got to get involved. And I drill that into my children. And so I'm proud to tell you that they're very active, as I am, in political stuff. People running, issues that they feel strongly about, that kind of stuff. That's why both of them, frankly, want to move out of California, because they don't feel like they're being heard. Megan, Brendan can move out of California fairly easily for his work and his wife, but Megan can't. So, you know, you get into these situations where you do or you don't, and they do, and I'm happy about that. I hope most of you encourage your children and grandchildren to get involved the same way, as a matter of fact. Speaking of getting involved, we have Donald Duck actually in the studio, who's going to talk to you, Jay, right after this.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there that's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Okay, so this is sort of like an alumni engagement portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The alumnus of the Doug Steffen School of Broadcasting. Actually, I think it's the other way around. I'm a graduate of the Bob Klopfenstein School of Broadcasting because he's older than I am. But we've been friends. You've heard me talk about Bob, and you've heard him from time to time be on the air. I invited him to come on today for two reasons. One of them was to get on to Jay because she doesn't like Donald Duck's voice. And Bob does the best impression, has been doing it for decades, of Donald Duck. Yes, go ahead.
What a good boy.
That is impressive.
Boy, that tickles me so much. Here we are, grown men in our 70s, and we are getting a kick out of Donald Duck. All right. Anyway, Donald, take a break, will you? Bob went to see Paul McCartney the other night at Fenway Park. And I wanted you to talk about that for a couple of minutes because you're so enthusiastic about having seen McCartney. He did two shows, by the way, in Fenway Park.
Right, right.
So what was there that grabbed you so much?
Well, first, hi, Jay. Hi, Doug. We took the T over to Fenway rather than trying to park anywhere near there, which is the subway in Boston.
Probably, yes, right.
Yep. Yeah, and then we got there. It was about 45 minutes late getting started, but oh my gosh, what a show! He went 3 hours and 20 minutes solid without taking a break. Such an energetic performance.
On his 80th birthday.
On his 80th birthday.
His 80th birthday.
Well, it's his 80th birthday in 10 days.
Oh, I thought it was the other night.
I think it's the last night of his concert, so that should be a fun one wherever that is.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so great. And the thing that really knocked me out was the atmosphere at the concert. Here were 30,000-plus people, and as I put in my post on Facebook, they were intoxicated with the love of this man's music. And he's so humble about it. And he gave wonderful credit to John Lennon, George Martin, the producer, George Harrison. He didn't mention Ringo. I don't know why not.
Yeah. But Ringo was playing the same night in the equivalent stadium in Worcester down the road about 35 miles.
Right, right. And I hear that's a good show, too, because one of my cousins went to it. I want to play you just a little teeny-weeny bit of the concert.
Right, quick, we only have 30 seconds. Go ahead. This is on the stage.
I hope we get to the pyrotechnics here.
Oh, there's a big. That's part of the show, right? The pyrotechnics?
Yes.
And they blow up there. And the crowd goes crazy. Wow. All right. Thank you for that report. Very exciting.
It was fantastic. A great event. Great night.
All right. Thank you, Bob. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 10 before the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sammy Davis Jr., but the theme from the original Willy Wonka, or as Chucker would say, Willy Wonker, right?
I'm not going to repeat that, but yes, you got that right. Actually, this week in entertainment history, 1972, Sammy Davis sang the Candyman from that movie, became the number one single on the charts. That was his biggest hit, yep, Sammy Davis. You know, I know I'm dating myself a little, but I think I recall back in those days when you bought cereal, sometimes they sold cereal with a record that you could cut out on the back of the box. I do think Candyman was one of those records.
You cut it out,
you put it on your record player, and you played it. And I got to tell you, Doug, those were the days. I missed them. Give me a record I could cut out on the back of a cereal box over social media, and I'll take the record.
Me too, pal. All right. Here's Julia Garner getting cast to play Madonna in the movie about Madonna's life. What do you think of that as casting?
I don't tell me who she is. I didn't read it. I mean, that's a good break, obviously, because that should be a very interesting movie.
I was thinking of Jennifer Garner, but that's not who.
How old is she?
Yeah, no, totally different person. I believe she's in her 20s. I need to double check that. But she has a leading role in Ozark. She is in Inventing Anna. She's definitely doing a lot of stuff, and so this is going to be her first film.
Is Madonna
pretty much picked her herself. She's directing or producing? I think she's directing, but it was a whole long, grueling process by just auditioning because you had to meet with the choreographer, you had to meet with Madonna, you had to meet with a singing coach and do singing and reading sessions and all of that stuff. And apparently she's the one that Madonna was like, absolutely yes. And not only do they have a lot of physical similarities, but Julia Garner encapsulates every character she portrays. She's an incredible actor. So this is going to be a really great biopic.
Well, we said this before on the program. I like the idea of doing something different in film, and these biopics are good. I mean, the Freddie Mercury one I enjoyed tremendously. Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic, really good. The Elvis one comes out in 2 weeks. I think this is good subject matter. Now, the question is, I think she's a very open personality, so I believe this script will be warts and all. I think if you're going to do this stuff, you got to be completely transparent and honest about who you are, your life.
Let's see if that happens.
It works better.
Let's see if that happens.
Sugarcoated, not so much.
Excuse me. Let's see if that happens with the Elvis movie that's coming out, what, next week? When's the Elvis movie?
24th.
Okay. Yes. The Sex and the City spinoff series, Just Like That, is going to... Apparently they're addressing Samantha Jones.
Okay.
Did you hear this? They're going
to
bring...
I don't watch it, so tell me.
Well, probably Jay knows better, because I'm sure she's watching. The girls all seem to like this better than the guys.
Okay.
Apparently, though, they're bringing back a storyline that features her. It does. She's not there, but it's about
her. Not Kim Cattrall, but the character of Samantha Jones will be in the second season. There will be some kind of storyline that includes her in a virtual kind of sense. So,
it just sums up human nature, how sad we are as a race that she couldn't just make amends and come back to the show. I mean, I don't know.
Forgive and move in. That's right.
I mean, it's the saddest thing I've seen since Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, but what are you going to do?
Well, by the way, Johnny Depp's lawyers say that Amber Heard owing him $10 million is the same as you owing me $10 million. But I've got about as much chance getting $10 million out of you as Johnny Depp has of getting out of Amber Heard.
Maybe, and I don't think it was about money. I think that win in his eyes hopefully will equate to the doors reopening at the major studios for him to work. I mean, if he ever
got the
Caribbean franchise back, if he did, I still say he's not going to. I think he will work. It'll take a little time. I think she could be in big trouble career-wise. She may not work on any big project ever again. It's just toxic stuff, and especially in this climate, the studios don't want to deal with that stuff.
Wasn't she an Aquaman?
She was, and I'm reading reports that I know they cut, but in part two, which comes out next year, they kicked it from this year to next year. They cut her part to 10 minutes in what they call test screenings. But I'm hearing that they might eliminate her part completely. I hate hearing that stuff. I mean, it is ultimately pretty sad, but what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, and this was supposed to be her like big role into... becoming a mainstay.
See you later. All right, thank you, boys and girls. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.